Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. This is Mallory Campbell. I'm so excited you're here. I'm recording this episode because this is a season of life that I am all too familiar with, and maybe you are too. This in-between limbo-ish stage of, like, you've gone through your journey, part of it, right? Because we're never fully done. And you're kind of in this in-between stage. It's kind of like a gap, you know what I mean? Like, maybe your vision is changing, your limiting beliefs are changing and evolving, and you haven't quite caught up yet on an emotional and physical level of what that looks like. And I am so familiar with this phase and this stage because I'm in it. I'm living it. I've lived it in the past, and I know I'll be in it in the future. And I really wanted to bring this episode here because I feel like this is such a relatable space to be in. Because if you look back at your life and you look back at how many different lifetimes you've lived, if I look back in my past, right, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I did competitive bodybuilding, I've had two kids, I've done direct sales, network marketing, I co-owned a fitness studio for 7 years. There's been so many different seasons and parts of my life that my nervous system hasn't quite caught up yet to where I am now, and I'm operating on, or I have been operating on, old belief systems, and my physical body just hasn't quite caught up with the new stage and season of life that I'm in. So, for example, my husband has been on his own healing journey. Now we are able to do our work separately and we're able to do our work together, which is such a beautiful and important. I feel like I could record, and maybe I will, I'll bring him back on the podcast to record a whole nother episode on this. I'm going to have some really cool guests coming up this season. Now we're still in the summer. If you're listening to this as this episode comes out, we're beginning middle of August. So this is still summertime in my book. Like, I don't rush the summer. I'm not one of those people who want the fall to come. If I lived in a state that had like 80, 75% warm weather, I'd say bring on the fall, but I'm not quite ready for the holiday season to be upon us yet. I just don't want the fall to be here yet. But coming back, I digress. Now, my husband and I, we do our own individual healing, and then we come together, like I said, and I want to bring this into a different podcast because it's so important. I work with a lot of women who are on their own individual healing journeys that maybe their partner just hasn't quite caught up yet, or they're not into it yet. And that's okay. Everyone is moving through and working through their own personal journey. And when I really look at this, I have to look back at how many different types of seasons I've been through. And coming back to my husband, my nervous system and my physical body would sometimes not catch up to the amount of work that he's done either, meaning he's changing, he's evolving. My internal body and my internal state is still reacting and responding as if this has not happened yet. So he'll do something or say something, and my old programming will then start to fire up, and I'll start reacting and responding in a way that does not feel in alignment anymore because he's different, I'm different, but my physical reaction just hasn't quite caught up yet. And this is part of that in-between stage of really learning how to navigate your nervous system, to run your energy a little bit differently, to take a moment and really assess of like, okay, he said this thing. I have now a choice of whether I'm going to let my body react and just form so much anxiety and overwhelm because he did or said this thing. And he's different. So he may even has said something, and my old system is anticipating what it would have been in the past. So I wouldn't allow him to have the space or to show up differently because my body just wasn't quite reacting in the way that has been more evolved, I should say. So this is part of my journey in this in-between limbo, this gap season of number one, learning my own system, how I'm reacting and responding not only to my own stuff that comes up, but all of the external stuff, meaning my partner, my husband, things in my business, things that I see on social media, different conversations that I have, is somebody sending me a text. So it's this in-between stage that is kind of sticky, can be a little uncomfortable, can also be really beautiful. So many lessons come out of this, but there's also that layer of uncertainty, but it's such a crucial period and part of growth in our transformation is to really allow ourselves to explore and kind of play around in this, because on a human level, we all just want to be at this end point, this end goal. We got through it, we moved through it, but there's this whole chunk of life that we can be missing about, like, when you were chasing things, and like, what do people say, like the rat race, right? Like we're constantly chasing, which is great. Growth and evolution, and those are all part of my core values with me and my husband. Like growth is one of our big ones. It's how we make decisions, how we set boundaries is moving through and really putting all of these decisions through our core values. And this is something that I'm working through in the very first call of the Level Up VIP High Frequency Group that I'm so excited kicked off last week. We went through some worksheets and some formula and the exact structure that I use to create my values. But this is all part of growth and evolution, is sitting in a little bit of this sticky, uncomfortable space. And it's going to require a different version of you. And this may look like a more patient version of you, learning how to, you know, you hear this all the time, trust the process, even if the outcome isn't clear, right? We can't predict things. And if we could, that would be, I don't know if I would like that or not. Of course, the versions of ourselves that love to have control would obviously love that. But we can't control the outcome. We can only control the effort that we put in, how we're actually showing up in the world, how we're showing up for ourselves. All of these things are so important to be really curious at this time for what your new evolution looks like, what your new belief system looks like, what your new nervous system regulation looks like, if you have a practice around this. So it's really important to be able to drop into your body and really explore and see what's going on in there, because your mind might be telling you, don't react and respond this way, like this is this old way, but your body is like overriding all of these decisions of like, oh, well, here's the anxiety, now what? And that's okay too, because we're human and we're not perfect. We are going to have these reactions and, you know, things are going to come up in different situations, but it's up to us to be able to figure out how we want to navigate it. And this is why it's so important to be able to, and last week I recorded an episode on this. If you haven't listened to it yet, you can go back and listen to last week's episode about learning to trust your body, what that looks like, how to gain new appreciation and really start to connect with your physical body can be really, really helpful. Figuring out if there's ceremonies or rituals or tools that are really supportive during this time. But this transitional gap limbo season can be a bit of a mind F when you're in it, because you're like, okay, things are changing, things are evolving, and this is why it's so important to come back and really assess what has changed, because maybe you might be operating out of old systems, like I was sharing before, and you just haven't quite caught up yet with where you're going. So if you're still working towards different goals or a different vision from, let's say, a year or two ago, but something just feels a little bit out of alignment, meaning things aren't sitting well with you. You're just feeling some resistance. And resistance can be a good thing, right? That can mean you're growing and moving forward. But maybe you're just having this internal feeling of like something isn't right. And that's your intuition kind of lighting up like, hey, look at me. This doesn't feel right. So if you're trying to chase something or work towards something that your body and mind just, they're not connecting with, this is your invitation and opportunity to now shift it. And this can create another sticking point, because now you're up against, oh, well, am I failing, or am I doing something wrong, or why is this not feeling in alignment? Now you're up against identity of like, well, I thought this was who I am. If I don't have this, then who am I, right? And I went through this multiple times, coming in and out of competitive bodybuilding, like I shared, coming in and out of my network marketing, coming in and out of my fitness studio. These were really challenging transitions for me, because all of those things were a part of my identity, who I thought I had to be. And this kind of goes along with letting go of some of these old belief systems, these habits that are no longer serving this new vision. And this is just a really significant part of making room for what's to come. And you can actually do some rituals or symbolic practices to release some of these things. You can write a letter and releasing it, burning it, flushing it down the toilet, or ripping it up, whatever. I mean, don't clog your drains or anything, but you know what I mean? You can throw them into a lake or wherever, into a fire pit. And this can be a symbolic connection just to start making room for the new things. But you really want to be intentional about making room and embodying this new identity, even if it's unfamiliar, even if you don't know what that identity is yet. And this is all part of the micro, small moments that can involve bringing in new mindset shifts, ways of being, different habits, different practices, daily small actions that align more so with this newer identity that you're stepping into. Even if you don't know what that identity is yet, and that's okay, this can be as micro as the things that you're wearing, right? The way that you're doing your hair or your makeup or the practices that you do in the morning instead of, you know, jumping on and scrolling on your phone for an hour. Maybe you do a movement practice or a different way of self-expression. Maybe you are writing things down, right? Maybe you're just stretching in the morning, even if it's 5 minutes. It can be very overwhelming when you're going through a shift like this and kind of sitting in this middle, in this transition, this gap, that you feel like you need to overhaul everything immediately. And because I have such a strong background in fitness as a personal trainer and all of these things, I would see this with my clients time and time again, that somebody would come to me and they want to set up a training program and a fitness program. I'm like, great, I love it. This is amazing. And immediately, because of society and how I'm a millennial, so how a lot of us grew up, is that, okay, when we start this program, that means I need to eliminate every single thing that isn't, you know, in alignment or isn't serving me in this way, meaning I have to cut out all sugar. I have to cut out all snacking. I have to work out 8 days a week, and I have to get up 3 hours before my alarm would normally go off. And what that does is, just to say it bluntly, is that harshly sets us up for failure. Because if you are somebody, and there is nothing wrong with this, nothing is either good or bad, it just is. Let's say currently your schedule looks like, and listen, I'm in it too. This is summer vacation. I love sleeping in and not setting an alarm and just having lazy days at home with the kids, and we can just kind of come and go as we please and do whatever we want. I love that. Not all the time. That isn't every single day of the year, because obviously we have school and sports and all of these things. But let's say your schedule looks something like, you know, you're staying up really late at night, you're on your phone, you wake up, you get up, you go on your phone, and, you know, you're not eating the foods that you really desire to eat in the morning. You're drinking way too much caffeine than you'd normally be liking to drink, whatever it is, right? And all of a sudden you wake up and you're like, I'm going to make a change. And then you're like, I'm going to bed at 8 p.m. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. I'm going to work out for 3 hours before I go to... And then you're trying to get into this structure all at once. It's going to set us up for failure. Right. And this can go back to even diet culture. Even when I was younger, it's like, oh, we have to cut out every single thing and you can't eat this and you can't eat that. And if we're restricting all of these things, it's going to make you want it even more because now we're operating out of a scarcity mindset. Well, I can't have that. So let me make sure to go eat every single thing out of my pantry that I quote unquote can't have. And then that is setting up this very restrictive lifestyle that's unattainable and not realistic. You do it for 2 days. And on that third day, you're like, F this, like, I absolutely not. And then we go and binge on all of the things that we couldn't have because we set up this really, really harsh restriction. And this can be, you can plug that in any other area of your life, that it can be really challenging and almost setting ourselves up for, I don't like to use the word failure, but we're kind of setting ourselves up not to succeed the best that we can. And this can go with anything. So if you can start to look at the micro shifts and the little parts of your life that you can do smaller daily actions that align with this new identity, and also giving, this is the big part of this as well, also giving yourself space to figure out what that next version is striving towards. For me, there's nothing more frustrating than just kind of walking around aimlessly of like, oh, well, I guess I should post something today. Let me think about that for 3 hours before I actually post something. And now it's like 5 o'clock at night and I don't have the energy to even think about doing that anymore. And then that just rolls into every single day. So if you can create the time and space, and this is why I'm so thankful and excited that I was able to bring back Level Up VIP in some capacity, is because this is what this program is all about, is setting up a plan with a vision, with an intention, learning our nervous systems a little bit more, and really getting clear on what is it that we're working towards. And maybe you're not in this transition right now, and that's freaking amazing, but maybe you will be in the future. So giving yourself some space and time that your schedule isn't overly packed with stuff, because I'm going to say it, that it can also be part of a trauma response, is to overly pack our schedules until we have no breathing room. Because what that does is we don't have to look at our stuff then, because we're constantly moving and doing something, but we're not actually embodying anything. We're just people in this physical suit moving from point A to B to C to D to E to all the way down the alphabet until it's time to go to bed, and then you wake up and do it again, and you're not actually having to look at any of your own emotions or feelings or getting really clear on what it is that you want to focus on. So this in-between stage, it can feel isolating. It can sometimes, I will just say that. And this is why it's so freaking important to find people, other women, men, it doesn't matter. Maybe it's your partner, husband, spouse, brother, sister, it doesn't matter. People who have a like-minded outlook that can hold and support where you're going. And this is why it's crucial for me, especially when I'm in these seasons of finding a group, finding a mastermind, finding a retreat, or finding a mentor, or just finding a friend, or even a group online that has like-minded individuals that you can put your stuff out there, because that is so freeing to be able to just share your stuff with somebody and not feel like you need to give anything in return. Like, you're here, you're in this room, lay it all out here. I'm just here to listen and support you without judgment, or not try to fix something, right? And just be able to share freely what's coming up for you, what you're moving through. Maybe it is identity. I've actually worked through this with clients and friends as well, of like, hey, I'm going through this transition right now. the career or job that I was doing, it's just not feeling in alignment anymore, but I'm really scared to let that go because this is part of who I am or part of who I think I am. And I'm, you know, really worried not only with how I'm going to react and respond from an internal state, but how people in my life are going to react and respond. People know me as this thing. What's that going to look like if they don't, you know, associate me or identify me with this thing that I was doing? And that's not who you are. What you do in this life as a job or career, that's not who you are. And if you can come back and start to clear away some of those deeply rooted belief systems around this, that's when you can really start to feel a new level of internal freedom, that it doesn't matter if this thing works out or doesn't, I'm going to be okay. Like internally, I'm going to be okay with me. And that is some massive, massive, massive growth. Like, can you think, just think about that for a minute. If you could detach yourself from the outcome of whatever it is that you think you need, and whether it does happen or doesn't happen, are you still going to be okay? And this is why having a connection and tools to be able to move through this season with yourself is so crucial. That, like, okay, if this thing or this thing works out, great. If it doesn't work out, great. That's going to direct me and lead me into wherever else that I'm supposed to be. And that's a really beautiful place to be. But it takes a lot of work and practice to be able to get there. And I'm not always there. Sometimes I can feel it. Sometimes I can't. Just getting on a really real level that this can be a very unsettling place to be in. Because even if I'm okay with it, deep down, great. But like, what is everyone else? Like all of the things, all of the thoughts, all of the things that we believe to be true about ourselves. It's just, it's a lot with society and social media out there. So finding practices and rituals and creating space and time, like that's one of the biggest things, is just to create some space and time in your schedule to be able to just sit and be with yourself and just get to know yourself in this in-between stage, not attached to what you do equaling who you are, just trying to clear some of that away. So even coming back to the basics, and this is what we all forget, of just like, can you journal down some journal prompts? Do you have a journal? Do you have, like, I send a lot of them out in my weekly emails. If you're not getting my weekly emails, make sure you subscribe to that. And I'll leave the link in the show notes to subscribe to my Sunday emails, my weekly energy drops. Every couple weeks or every other week, I'll send out different journaling prompts to be able to just find some clarity. Each week has a new theme. It's really cool. So journaling is a great practice. Taking a walk outside, even on a treadmill, if you're in an area or a space that is, you know, not the greatest of weather, that's okay. Listening to music, moving your body, taking some kind of class or hobby that you can really kind of shut off the noise, turn off your, not maybe not turn off your phone, but just like set your phone aside. Maybe you're coloring, right? Maybe you are doing some sort of meditation. Maybe you're doing a yoga practice. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it feels good to you and you can lean into that and really start to get clear on where you want to go. Because like I said, there's nothing more frustrating than just kind of walking around aimlessly all day, just trying to figure it out. And if I'm in that season, I know that it'll take me maybe an hour or two in 1 week to be able just to sit down and carve out some time to figure out where I want to go, to make a plan and how I want to get there and what kind of support system I need to be able to move forward. And that's what we're doing in Level Up VIP High Frequency right now, is really getting clear on our values and coming up with a plan, but also being able to sit in a creative flow at the same time as getting stuff done. It's really awesome. So that's what I wanted to share in this podcast. If this resonated with you, I would love if you want to just drop a message over into my Instagram and my DMs. You can find me at Mallory Campbell. And I wanted to, before I sign off this episode, There are less than 15 tickets left for the Activate Your Light in-person event with Jessica Zweig, who's coming in Detroit, Michigan. Well, it's outside of Detroit. It's technically in Shelby Township if you're local. If you are coming in from out of town, you fly into DTW, which is the Detroit airport. It's at the Cambria Hotel in Shelby Township, Michigan on September 20th. It is at 6 p.m. Tickets are $111 and you get a copy of her brand new book, The Lightwork, with your ticket. So this is going to be a night of sisterhood, community, true activation, listening to her stories and wisdom. And it's going to kind of be like an open interview where I ask her questions and then you guys are going to be able to ask questions as well. There are a few very aligned vendors who are coming. We have candles. We have ear piercing from the Bronze Bar. Happiness Candle Co. is our candle sponsor and table that's going to be set up. We have some custom charm necklaces that are going to be there too. And I'm working with her to create some really specific token charms that are going to be like the vibe of the night. And then Pretty Pieces Shop with Allison, who's my best friend, will be there as well with some crystal jewelry and some really aligned, very fun pieces. So you'll be able to do a little shopping. We're going to have drinks and appetizers, and it's just going to be a really beautiful night of sisterhood. And I want to make sure, oh my gosh, if you can hear that noise, I don't know what my kids are doing upstairs, but it's very loud. So good thing I'm wrapping this up. A really beautiful night of all of these things. And again, there are less than 15 tickets, maybe 12 or 13 left. And once it's sold out, it's sold out, and we are closing the event. So if you want to get a ticket for that, I'm going to drop the ticket link in the show notes as well. And you can also head over to my Instagram that has every single thing that you would need over there to be able to join events, retreats, workshops. The Mind, Body, Breath workshops are coming back this next month. So make sure you listen for that. And until next time, I'll see you next week. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.